Good morning, good evening, and good night, and welcome to the Amateur Otaku. We are here to talk about The Rising of the Shield Hero Season 3, Episode 2, Nadia. So if you're here from the first episode of Season 3, or our review, I should say, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as you enjoyed the first, if not even more. And once again, this is going to be a spoiler review, so if you have not seen this episode yet, I highly recommend that you watch it before continuing to watch this review. So without further ado, let's dig into Nadia. I really enjoyed this episode. I like that they introduced Nadia, who is seen at the beginning of this episode talking with Naofumi at the bar, once again kind of doing her little flirtatious but also informant thing, I guess, which is I don't know, I was gonna say it was a trope, but I feel like she approaches it in a different kind of way that I'm like, you know what, she's kind of doing her own thing. I like her as a character, I really do. But yeah, she was introduced in episode 1, Dark Coliseum, where she was the lady or the informant that Naofumi was talking to at the bar where he got all his information from about the tournament. And in episode 2, she approaches Naofumi again at a bar. Or I think she approaches him actually inside of the tournament arena and says, like, hey, let's go talk more about this tournament and your involvement. So she pretty much figures out that Naofumi, even though he's masked and under the team name Rock Valley, that it is still, you know, him out there fighting to win this prize money. So Nadia wants to know a little bit more about that, and she also kind of hints at the fact that she may be a competitor herself and that she hopes they don't have to cross paths. We actually get to see Nadia and Naofumi fight together for a brief moment when they're jumped by some other competitors that want to increase their odds before they get into the ring, if you know what I'm saying. Come to find out, they just completely diminished their odds because Nadia turns out to be one of the top competitors in this fighting tournament. And so that just further, you know, shows us that she can be a dangerous character when she wants to be, and it makes her just the more interesting. So speaking of dangerous, Naofumi, Philo, and Ralph Talia fight their way through this tournament pretty much easy breezy, and then they hear that their last competitor, after so many people have dropped out, is Nadia. Nadia is the last person that they have to fight. And so they both enter the battlefield, Team Rock Valley, and I guess Nadia by herself, and they start to go at it, you know? And Nadia told Naofumi at the bar, like, you know, I'm not going to lose very easily. Like, unless you have a good reason for why you need this money more than I do, I'm not going to lose. And so as they're exchanging blows, of course they do the anime thing where they're fighting, they're talking, there's a whole conversation that's going on during this fight. Come to find out, Ralph Talia, she feels something familiar about Nadia. And it's not until Nadia, while fighting, she transforms. So come to find out she's a demi-human, and it makes sense just looking at her, like, her costume design, and I guess just her character design in general. Like, you notice that she kind of has what seems like black, like, pigmentation on her arms, and, like, some people do have, like, tattoos like that where they pretty much, like, dye their arms black, or, I guess just black, I don't know, just black, I guess. But turns out that was not the case. She is a demi-human, and so she's half human, half killer orca. And I don't know why. It's like, I know there are demi-humans in the show, but for some reason, seeing Nadia turn into a killer orca is like the effect. It's the same thing that I felt when seeing Mario turn into an elephant. Like, we've seen Mario turn into other animals, I guess not to the same effect. But seeing Nadia turn into a killer whale was like, what the heck? Like, oh my god. Like, I love her so much more. She was a really cute killer whale, which is something I've never thought I would ever say, but she was a really cute killer whale. So after that transformation, Rat Talia is like, oh my god, like you're also from Lurelona. Sorry, I keep stumbling over that name. It's kind of hard. But she's also from Lurelona. It's the same place that Raftalia is from. And apparently they had somewhat of a close relationship because she calls her One-san, so it's like older sister. So they kind of, it's smart because Nadia is like, oh my gosh, wait, like this might be somebody I know. But she doesn't stop fighting. Like she pauses for a moment, but she realizes, you know, the sponsors are watching, the crowd is watching, they're gonna sense that something is up. And things might not go the way that anybody plans. So she continues to fight, but in a like much different, like kind of, I guess, leaning towards letting team like Rock Valley win after that. Because I guess the pieces in her head all kind of fall together because she knows that Raftalia is traveling with the Shield Hero. And I guess word has spread around that. The Shield Hero is also trying to help demi-humans, and part of that includes helping the people of Lurelona village. So she actually surrenders, and she says, like, she pretends to be defeated, like, oh no, I can no longer fight anymore. Oh, they win. Oh. And the sponsor's like, oh no, we're not buying this at all. We've seen you do a lot better. And so they then set up a exhibition match where now Nadia and Team Rock Valley are fighting against Murder Clown. Murder Clown is not a character that we have ever seen before, at least not that I can think of. But, and this, I'm kind of saying this a little far into the review, but if you didn't listen to this episode with headphones, I suggest at least going back to this section and listening to it with headphones, because the way that Murder Clown speaks to them, it's very off-putting. It sounds like the sound almost kind of like ping-pongs between your ears. So it's like you're talking over here and you're like, what was that? And you're talking over there. I was like, oh my God. And it's also kind of a, it's almost like talking to someone over a radio and the signal isn't super clear. Like, I don't, it just feels very eerie, and I love what they did with that. I don't know if it fully translates to, like, if you're listening to it over speakers or on your phone or however you guys watch your anime. But I would highly encourage you guys listen to that section with headphones, because I think what they did there was really interesting, and I don't think it's something that very many anime do. So shout out to the audio engineers for that one. You know, that's some of the unsung heroes in anime for sure, in media for sure. But yeah, Murder Clown also kind of pulls a Nadia, just like, you know, after kind of roughing them up a little bit and showing them like you really had no chance with me. Then Murder Clown kind of just glitches away and disappears. But not before leaving Naofumi with a message that, hey, you are not strong enough for your what's to come in the future. You are not strong enough. You need to prepare yourself. So now with this ominous message, we start to close down the episode. The last big revelation that we have is that Nadia is her stage name and her real name is Sadina. So Sadina, I'm hoping will join the party, if not be an occasional guest with Naofumi and the team. And yeah, this was a really crazy episode. I was kind of thinking the tournament arc was going, well, you can't even call it an arc. I thought this tournament was going to become an arc for the show and last much longer. But I'm also a little bit glad that it didn't, because once again, tournament arcs kind of been there, done that with anime. So I'm glad that, you know, we did get the excitement of, oh dang, cool, there's a tournament arc, but we didn't have to go through the, okay, wait till the next round and the next round and the next round. Like, we got to the point of this fairly quickly. Naofumi has the money that he needs to pay for the slaves. Now hopefully in the next episode he's able to make that transaction and free all these demi-humans. But we'll have to see. We do get a hint that there are some demi-humans that are sheltering themselves in Zotobe, So maybe he'll get in contact with some of them. But now for me, he's got some friends in high places, so hopefully that continues to come in his favor as well. But yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. So let me know in the comments down below, did you enjoy this episode? What do you think about Nadia? She was kind of giving me what is the girl's name from Pokemon? She was giving me Nessa vibes. I finally remembered. But yeah, let me know. Like, what did you think of her? Did you like her character? Did you think she was gonna be an orca? Did you think she was gonna be something else? I'm curious about that because demi-human never crossed my mind. And what did you think about this like tournament couple episodes? Can't call it an arc because it wasn't an arc. Or maybe can you call it an arc? Let me know in the comments. But if you enjoyed this review, definitely make sure to hit the like button and subscribe so that way you can get even more reviews put into your inbox on all different kinds of anime this season. We got a good season coming up, so I definitely wouldn't want you guys to miss it. And until next time, I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and I hope to see you in the next video. Have an awesome and stay awesome.